Beach, Canal Point, Delaware LP, east of Hebron Road, west of City of Rehoboth Beach, being parcels B and C within Canal Point Development. A variance from the maximum allowable condominium building length.
Name and address.
Zach Crouch, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware.
All right, do you swear affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Zach Crouch with Davis Barnum for Dow. I guess I'll just go into my presentation.
Yes, sir. Please do.
On behalf of our client, BOH Canal Point of Delaware LP, tonight we're here for our variance request for the outside wall dimensions for townhouses, multifamily units, as per your code. Just to give a little bit of history of this project was approved back in 2004. The subdivision is located on the southeast intersection of Hollinglade Road and Hebron Road. It's a MRPC development that was approved back in 2004. And at that particular time, there was a builder that was involved in this project, which was D.R. Horton. There's been four townhouse units that have already been built by D.R. Horton, and there's also been three multifamily units that were built by D.R. Horton. Since this time, D.R. Horton has pulled out of the project, and now it's back in the developer's hands, the applicants that I'm representing here this evening. The request is to increase the 165 requirement to 168 feet, 1.5 inches. And the reason for this is a different product for the townhouses. Based on the approved plan that was back in 2004, there was a couple conditions that were put on the plan, which basically restricted townhouses to front the existing pond, which is located in this area here. So only townhouses could front here. With that restriction, of course, dealing with the 40-foot separation distance between buildings and also the 165, the applicants are looking at doing a different product because now they have someone interested in building the rest of the townhouses. The thought there was to do a 28-foot-wide townhouse with a master bedroom on the bottom and also some additional amenities. The previous plan was 23.5 feet, and which was three stories high. This townhouse that is proposed would be only two stories high and would be a little bit wider, 28 feet wide. So try to do a layout based on the townhouses that have not been built and try not to lose too many units based on additional width. We're here this evening just because of the fact that there are some restrictions to the lot themselves based on the conditions and also trying to deal with the 165 feet. And in today's economic climate, of course, there's been a market study done by the applicants that basically is pursuing or in favor of a two-story townhouse that has a master bedroom at the bottom as far as the market study. So the intent there is to do a townhouse that's 28 foot wide, which is between 5 units and 6 units apiece. Now the 5 units that we're proposing, which is in this area here, we do not have to request a variance for that because it's within 165 feet. The 6 units, of course, they extend past 3 feet, 1.5 inches. So the request would be for 8 units. If the variance request is granted, which would be from 165 to 168 feet, 1.5 inches, the number of units would, of course, decrease. I mean, this is one of the things that my client's going to have to live with, is that they will be losing 12 units, which would reduce the number of units from 80 to 68, and also they're reducing the three-story down to a two-story. The request for the variance does not alter the character of the neighborhood. We're replacing townhouses with townhouses, nor will it impair the appropriate use or the development of the adjacent properties. The variance will also not detrimental impact the public's welfare. We're still keeping a 40-foot separation distance, which is required by code between each townhouse.
And maintaining the setbacks?
And maintaining the setbacks. And a variance request is a minimum 3 feet 1.5 inches, which is the minimum to accommodate the 28-foot wide. And there again, it would be the least modification possible in regulating the issue at all. The townhouses that were proposed, I got a couple of elevations, which there again are pretty much the same character that's out there today. But instead of being three-story, two-story, still two-car garages, the parking, none of the parking require, all the reparking requirements remain the same, no parking alterations. All the utilities are there on site, as if anyone's familiar with Canal Point, you know, pretty much the whole thing's constructed. It's just, there again, in today's climate, and with the previous builder pulling out, they're trying to find a new buyer, which they do have. It's just a matter of trying to make a product work there that was not really designed around the subdivision itself. As part of your package, too, I also have a floor plan. Basically shows the units as 28 feet wide interior, and the exterior are 28 feet 3.25 inches, which the overall from exterior to exterior, that's where the 168 3.5 inches comes from. So one more time. So okay. I think, you know, from the perspective of what we're trying to accomplish here, you know we're losing 12 units. Right. And we're still decreasing, you know, we're going from a three-story to a two-story. So from the perspective of health, safety, and welfare, I mean, meet the fire department's requirements. All those meet those requirements, as well as the 40-foot separation distance. And keeping with the character of the existing community, which is, you know, we're replacing townhouses with townhouses, and also trying to find a product in there that will sell today instead of it being basically a ghost town. I think we meet the requirements for the variance request. I'm here to answer any questions, and just like I said, it would only be for the 8 units that are specified. The other 2 units or 3 units would not require the variance itself.
No, I think you pretty well answered. You're going to go from 80 units to 68, correct?
Yes.
And you're going to go from 28 to 23.5. From a three-story, 23.5 to 28, right? From three to two-story with a master bedroom on the bottom floor.
Yes.
So, and everything else you can meet.
Yes, no, all setbacks, parking. I mean, the only thing is the 3 feet, 1.5 inches.
This is out.
But still, the 40 feet separation distance between each building is still per the county code. We are keeping it per the code, so.
You'd still have to go back to planning and zoning, wouldn't you, with a revised site plan?
Yes, sir. That is correct. Because we would have, you know, of course, we're losing units, and plus we're going from a three-story to a two-story, which is on the approved record plan. So we would have to get back for a minor site plan approval or modification.
Excuse me. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance very well, and I make a motion we approve case number 10,429.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Can I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,429? All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes, sir.